Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come, a word of life with Prophet John Anoche.
So one third will be left, and they will do what?
I will bring the one third with the fire.
Through the fire means tribulation, persecution, the hour of trial. I will bring the one third through the fire. Somebody will ask me, what is the essence of this without? Hold on, the prophet is speaking.
We will refine them as silver as refined.
And he will refine them as silver is refined. Church, if you don't go through persecution and trial and tribulation and persecutions, you cannot be refined. Because persecutions and trial and tribulations makes you strong. Apostles went through it. The church is going to go through it. The prophets that God has sent to the world who handles this subject matter are talking all over the world. I said we shall go through it. Write in your diary and see it. All the movies about rapture, they are wrong. It's like God has spoken to you and said, you are blessed. I have blessed you and your generation. I have done this for you. You live in health. You live in by his stripes. You are healed. These are all promises packaged for you in Christ. You have been promised by God. Why do you pay tithes? That is the argument of many people. Why would Abraham, who is what? Having the promises of God, who has been promised that you will go, but you will resurrect to a better resurrection, how would he pay tithes? Like you, you have been what? Promised. But is your promise abiding alone other than the promises of Abraham? No. I'm going to open the scripture for you now. No. Please repeat this sixth verse. But he who's what?
He who's genealogy. He whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithe from Abraham.
Yes.
And blessed him who had the promises.
He blessed him who had the promises. He had the promises, but he needed to be blessed. The same way Abraham had the promises, but Jesus, the seed, had to come and bless the seed and the sons of Abraham. You have the promises. Somebody says, God has promised us a lot, but why are we not experiencing it? There are certain things the Lord, it is supposed to be done because you have the promises. But the one who had the promises also had to do it to ensure his prosperity upon the earth realm. The visible prosperity upon the earth realm. And he did, and Abraham died a great man. The Bible says when Abraham died, the Bible says of him that he was rich in cattle. He was rich in gold. When somebody is rich in gold, it's not some 1, 2, 4 gold. Not one door bar gold. No. We are talking about her. Several kilos of gold packed, handed down unto Isaac. Abraham became a whole country. One man lived in a place and he was compared to nations at the time. Before Abraham died, he was robbing mines with nations. Abraham lived on the land and he had become a nation with his 318 trained soldiers. There were more, but they were the ones sent, qualified to send, and then war. Anybody going to war will not go with all the soldiers and leave only women and children. No. Wisdom should tell you that. And such a man like Abraham, a prophet, should tell you that he will leave some of the army there. And perhaps he left a lot. More than what who were going to the war. And this all lived in Abraham's house. His household, his country. And they ate from his pot. He was not a poor man today. How many of us can feed from his own pocket? 318 men. Who are going to the war and their children and wives are in their houses. And also other soldiers in the houses which were not mentioned. Think about it. So he was rich and he paid tithe. We are using the scripture to answer scriptures. Now please, let's go there. So Abraham had the promises, like today you have the promises. So if you are arguing that I have the promises, Jesus has died for me. Jesus was crucified also from the foundations of the world when Abraham lived. But he paid tithe. Because anyone who was living faith at that time saw Jesus as being crucified. So they look unto Jesus. The Alpha and Omega. He didn't just come. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. The Alpha means before they were, he was. That's why he said, before Abraham, I am. They all rejoice to see his day. His day is when every man is given a day to come upon the earth to make his mark unto Christ, unto the Lord. And Jesus also was given a day to make his mark. And afterwards, he chose another day that he will come, but this time for judgment. Your day is what you are living in. You have the promises from God. But do you put the ordinances and the precepts of God down? Because you think you have promises. Abraham also had promises. But he paid the tithe. Him that had the promises. Thank you, Lord. I love the word of God. Wave your hand and say, Father, I love your word. Now, from here, we are going to a very dangerous place. Now, please, the 7th verse.
Now, beyond all contradiction.
Now, beyond all contradictions. Beyond all contradictions. Whether there's argument, whatever that you argue with, all contradictions. What happens?
The lesser is blessed by the better.
The lesser is blessed by the better. That means the scripture puts Abraham as the lesser and put Melchizedek as the better. So there's no way high priests are the lesser because they talk to God direct and they function in the... If God is your friend, you can't even walk towards him because he's the king. When he may come from his throne and be your friend, but when he goes to his throne, there are people like the king, any king, maybe Ashanti king or the Ghana king is your friend. He can come out and do some works with you, do business and all that with you, sit in place with you. The moment he touch base and his entourage come to receive him, you go back, follow protocol. Why? Even though you are his friend. Because the throne is what he assumed as a king. There are principles codified governing the throne, the existence and the functions of the throne, or the operation of the throne. It must be adhered to. So before God is the altar of fire, the golden altar that sits in the brimstone of God. So people function only within the altar. And the one who has qualified to appear before his majesty once and for all is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he entered into the most holy place once and for all. We couldn't go there. Abraham could not go there. It took the seed to go there. The one who came from there went there. He appeared once for all. So the lesser is blessed of the better. So you are a child of God. You have been given promises. But the high priest is the one who receives the tithe. And today he blesses you. Now he's already released the blessing like Abraham received the promises. It's a blessing. Promises are blessing bestowed upon you. But how do you get the blessing to function as you are living upon the earth with you? Unless you adhere to the protocols of the king. Something is cooking. This one is not Old Testament. He's highlighting here in the book of Hebrews. Today, there are Bible scholars who are trying to put the book of Hebrews down. But they cannot. Why? Because they see in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, the verse number 16 and say that come boldly to the throne of grace. Because that scripture fights them. You can't put it down. And the book of Hebrews chapter 1 that says Jesus is the express image of the Father. You can't put it down. You can also put it down where the Bible says it. In the chapter number 8. In one of the verses where he says Jesus has brought a better covenant with better promises. So you can't put it down. What about the book of Hebrews chapter 11? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Then now faith is your faith to do exploits. What about the book of Hebrews chapter 12? Now, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that easily beset us. So sin is a weight. It can beset you. That's why when you are convicted of sin, you are not bold to come before God. Blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven him because you can come boldly before God. And thank God all our sins are blotted away by the efficacy, the working of his blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you, Jesus. Maya Toshatayandis. Where the Bible says he's the starter and the finisher of faith. A faith that developed the graces of God. Now hear this word. He says, now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed of the better. Now the 8th verse, he says what?
Yeah,
this is connecting to what? Genesis. When Melchizedek came from heaven. This is what explains where Melchizedek came from. He says where?
Here mortal men receive tithe.
This is Paul speaking, who was caught up into the 10 heavens. He knows what is writing. Here on earth, mortal men functions on earth. The terrestrials on earth. But celestial is unseen world. In the heavens. Here mortal men receive tithe. But where?
But there he was.
There! He's a king of Salem over people. He received tithe, of whom it is witness that he lives forever. Hey, Koda Baba Yetish. How dare they talk against an ordinance that has been established in heaven? Anything in heaven is better than any confusion upon the earth. A mortal man cannot dispute things that have been ordained in the celestial world. In the heavenly realms itself, here mortal men receive tithe. But there, he, Melchizedek, received them, of whom it is witness. It's not that he's dead or he's living, still taking tithe in heaven. Apostle, read again. Maybe I'm the one reading the thing that, okay, your own Bible is there. Open it and see it. Apostle, read it all.
Here mortal men receive tithe.
Men receive tithes, but there
he receives them.
He receives them. Who are we talking about?
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. Of whom is what?
Of whom it is witnessed that he lives.
He lives. That means the guy is still around. Now, the Bible is coming to say something here. That even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham. So Levi paid tithes to the invisible, but he did it through Abraham. Why? Because of Christ. Listen, like if you have not studied and you have not been exposed to divinity and you don't know the subject, shut up. Even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham. So to speak, Levi, when after Levi, all the Levites have received tithes from their brethren, then they take the tenth of it and go to the priest. And there was an ordinance that a priest should stand because Jesus hadn't yet come. So a priest should stand. And the priest took the tithe of tithes as a witness. And the Bible says, so to speak. So if you think you are spiritual, Paul said, know that I too have the Holy Spirit. Kadabo Shanga. Please, this is just two scriptures. And the Bible says the same chapter 7, the verse number 11. Let's go from the 10th verse. Please, we are doing something here, okay? That will cause you to understand who Jesus really is. As a savior and as a priest, a high priest. Now please, let's go ahead.
For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
Levi was still in the loins of his father, who is supposed to now receive tithe of his brethren and pay through Abraham. To who? God is going to be introducing someone. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order?
So now it is introducing the perfection. Even though they did this, they could not still receive the perfection. So if perfection was from the Levitical priesthood, because he now introduced Jesus here, even Levi, who received tithe, pay tithe through Abraham, so to speak. Rakata. That scripture there opens up to a man coming. Listen, even Levi. Because the Bible says here, he said, now, beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed of the better. He's discussing something better here. Here, mortal men receive tithes, but there, Melchizedek received them, of whom it is witness that he lives. And Jesus is compared to what? He's the priest like Melchizedek. His ranking is like Melchizedek in priesthood, not in saviorhood. Melchizedek is not a savior, but Jesus is, because Jesus died and saved people. So he is what? The savior of the world. But apart from being savior, he is the one that he stands before God as priest to minister to God on the behalf of us, the people. That is why he's the intercessor. And so the Bible says, let him receive tithe. He paid tithe through Abraham. Who was in Abraham? The seed. So he's introducing someone. But if you don't read it carefully, you will not see it. The Bible says, here mortal men receive that. But there, you know, he received them, of whom it is witness, he lives. He's discussing something. Even Levi on Ephraim, who never met Melchizedek, who received tithe. So Levi was ordained to receive tithe. And the families of Levi, they were four. They were divided into four. Aaron and his two sons, and Moses stood at one part. Moses was separated as a prophet who gave them instructions from God. So Moses was their God. God speaks to Moses. Moses relates to them and ordained them as priests. High priests. Now hear this. And then there are two sons who were ordained in the same manner. And then the Bible says there was Merari, there was what? Kohath, and there was what? Gershon. So They were 1, 2, 3, 4. And they had surrounded the temple. And their sons were released. So, if it was on the clan of Merari, the people were selected from there to go and worship. And to clean the temple and do things on the temple. It's like today, people have been called to minister at the altar area and the temple. They wash the place, they keep the place, the security, and all that. Those are the people. They are Levites. Some of them are permanent. Some of them, they work and they come to do ministry works. I'm explaining something so that you can understand it. And they are rank and file in it. Now, hear this word. And so the Bible says, even Levi, when he received the tithe from his brethren, he paid the tithe, a tenth of it, but through Abraham. He paid it through Abraham. It was recorded. But just that Levi could not attain the perfection. So the Lord is now discussing that when it comes to the Christians, priesthood has changed. But he's coming there right now. This is what the religious Christianity could not understand. Many men could not understand this, to teach it. Now please, let's go ahead, Apostle. The book of Hebrews 7, we are still at the 7, where all contradictions are cleared. Please hear this.
Verse 11.
Yes.
Therefore, perfection were through the Levitical priesthood.
If perfection was through the Levitical priesthood,
for under it the people received the law.
For under the Levitical priesthood, the law was given.
What further need was there that another priest?
So if there was perfection of Levi under the law, there wouldn't have been any need for another priest to arise, who is not even from the Levitical family. That's what the scriptures are saying. And the scripture cannot be broken. Let him come who breaks scriptures. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
What further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek?
What further need that there should be another priest according to the order of Melchizedek, who was not an earthly priesthood? So when we talk about earthly priests, it was the Levites who were the earthly priesthood. So there was no need for any other priest to rise because there was Levi. But the one who arose is in the order of Melchizedek. That means his priesthood is not from the earth. Ha! The Lord is talking to the people of God. Shalabokos yanda. Now let's go ahead, Apostle.
And not be called according to the order of Aaron. For the priesthood being
changed. And that priest that should arise was not called according to the order of Aaron. And Aaron is actually a Levite. Aaron is a Levite. Moses is a Levite. Itamar is a Levite. Eleazar is a Levite. But the priesthood now is coming to announce the priesthood. Let's go ahead, Apostle. The 12th verse, please pay attention here. This is all what is going to open a lot of things to people. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Shalabaka.
For the priesthood being changed,
yes,
of necessity, there is also a change of the law.
So the priesthood from Aaron has been changed unto someone. So of a necessity, when the priesthood is changed, Aaron was operating under the law. Therefore, the law also has been changed from the law unto grace. Now please hear it again, Apostle. Read it. It says,
for the priesthood being changed,
yes,
of necessity, there is also a change of the law.
There's also a change of the law. Now, let's go ahead, proceed.
For
I love these scriptures.
For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another.
For the one that we are speaking about, who the priesthood has changed unto him, he doesn't even belong to the Levite. So according to the 12 tribes of Israelites, if we're going to talk about it, they will stone you to death. Because God has dedicated the Levite to be priest. So God shut up. Prophet prophesied it. There will be a Messiah. There will be a Messiah. The people thought he was going to be a military man. They didn't know that he was going to be a high priest. And then after the high priest, he was going to be what? A savior. So he comes to the earth, dies and saves the people. And then takes his own blood. When he takes his own blood, if he came to the earth and there was a blood for the atonement of the people, he wouldn't have died. But because there was nobody to atone for the people of the whole world, he needed to do it. He laid down his own life. He was killed like a lamb. And then after he resurrected, he was now given the robe as a high priest. He took his own blood, entered into the most holy place once. Because the Bible said the blood of the goat and sheep, which were killed outside the camp, the high priest would take them and then go into the Holy of Holies and then sacrifice for himself and sacrifice also his sons. And then sacrifice for the old 12 tribes of Israelites. But this one, he was already holy. He did not need to do a sacrifice for himself and the people. He only did a sacrifice of the people. though the whole world's sins was put upon him. They let the scapegoat go away. Do you know the scapegoat? He said, let Barabbas go, but crucify Jesus our Lord. So he is the lamb without blemish, but they put their whole sins upon him. The lamb that was with fault, they let him go. The one without blemish, they took him and killed him. That's my Lord Jesus. They died for me. He died for me. They killed him for me. Now you might think I'm perfect. No, it's because my perfection comes from him that died for me. A dirty sinner like me, how can he choose me to be a priest for him? Are you hearing my voice, somebody?
Yes.
And the Bible says we are all priesthood. We are holy generation. We are not dead generation. We are holy people. Chosen of God. Are you hearing my point?
Yes.
Of whom the promises of God has come. Are you talking to me, somebody? How can we disobey so great a commandment like this? How can we say we will not do it? We will not do it. We will not do it. We were born like this. We were born for this. The spirit in us yearns to tell us that we must behold him that died and resurrected and entered into the most holy place with her blood. He said he entered into the most holy place, not without blood, and atoned for the sins of the whole world, which me and you we achieve. Hallelujah. Can you clap your hands and shout glory?
Glory. Hallelujah.
This is what many people did not understand. Please, let's go ahead. When you understand things like this, you pay your tithe according to faith and from your own accord. It's not by duress. It's not by force. Thank you, my Father, for coming upon me. I give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Now, let's read this. This is so beautiful for me. It's so big. You see, I understand it from the perspective of a higher realm. So, when I'm this one, when these things are not understood by people, I say, oh, Lord, haven't your priests seen this? Haven't your people seen this? Don't deceive the people of God if you don't know. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, for
now,
which no man...
of him, you see, the one of whom we are speaking about these things, the change of priesthood, the change of the law, he doesn't belong to the tribe of even Levi. That's what annoying the people of Israelites. He belongs to another tribe. Let's go. Let's see which tribe.
From which no man has officiated at the altar.
And his tribe, nobody came to officiate as in sprinkling and atoning for people on the altar. No man, no priest from that tribe that he came from. He is the first to do it. And he is the last to do it. So when he said, the Bible said he is the first and the last. When it is coming from the one who is born from the dead, he's the first. The firstborn over all creation, he's the first. The first from his tribe to do everything. As priest, he's the first. Who can beat Jesus to the first? That's why we give him our first and our best. Now please, let's go ahead, Apostle.
For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah.
So he's talking about our Lord. It is evident that our Lord arose from Judah. He came into his own, Judah. His own did not receive him. So when Jesus came upon the earth, in Jerusalem, it was the place where the temple was, where Judah was. It was only the tribe of Judah and the Levites. The Levite did not have inheritance, so they lived around the temple. And Judah lived opposite the door to the tabernacle. These mysteries in the Bible are no mysteries. These are things that are there. When Aaron was sharing the inheritances, when he got to the door of the tabernacle, he gave that place east. He gave that place to Judah. He gave that place to Judah. So Judah was living opposite to the altar. So when Jesus said, I am the door, because he's the king over Judah. So when any Judah wants to go to the door, through the door to the temple, he is the king, so he's the door. He doesn't give you access, you don't go. So when he says, I am the door, it is not a term orchestrated or coined from anywhere. It is an exact revelation of who he is. I am the door because I am the king of the Jews. If anybody wants to come to the Father, it is except through me, because the temple, I face it. I close the door. I am the door. I am the king over the place. Who is he who can come, trespass, and go through? Because priesthood has changed. I am the priest, the high priest. And I am the king as well. So when it comes to the one who appears before God, I am. When it comes to the one who goes to make the priesthood atonement and intercession, I am. So who is he who will trespass and go there? No, I am. And funny enough, the people of Israel, they were doing something called trespass offering. So if somebody's wife was there and mistakenly you slept with her, you didn't know that was somebody's wife, and later got to know, you do something called trespass offering. If you go to somebody's land and do something and you didn't know, you do something called trespass offering. But let me tell you something. When Jesus came, trespass offering has been abolished. Are you hearing my point, somebody? So you do not dare. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says he became a sin. So the Bible says here, in the 13th verse, therefore, he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah. He didn't say people have not gone to eat from the altar or they have not gone to pray at the altar. No, that's not what he said. He's talking about the fact that no one has officiated, taking officiation, lightning, burning incense, going with the blood of to atone. Never. Even David did not do that. But hear this word. But it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. Now the Bible says Moses who prophesied to the end of everything unto Christ, never saw this to prophesy it. It was hidden to Moses. He only knew that Jesus would become the biggest man. He said, the Lord will raise another man, him you shall worship. You listen. But he never spoke about priesthood to Jesus. All the priesthood entitlement was unto Joseph and his children. You check the scriptures of Moses when he was prophesying in the book of Deuteronomy, when he was about to leave, when the Lord told Moses to go unto the mountain, for I will kill you on the mountain. When Moses was being looked upon to die, and he could not die because the Bible said his eyes were not dim, and his body was not wrinkling, the anointing of God's spirit was dwelling upon him. He, Parasha, Dodo Pihanda, ordained 70 prophets to his credit. Manosa, his spirit one day came unto them. The guy was not growing old. He was not being tamed. He was anointed. It was in his body. The anointing of might was superimposing itself upon his body. The guy was seriously anointed. But the Bible said he could not see to prophesy. Why? Because it was not given unto him. Of which Moses did not speak anything concerning priesthood. Yet it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest. He's not in the likeness of Aaron, Zadok, none of them. He's not. Who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. So God never revealed the priesthood to anybody. But he himself announced that. This is what God himself, the witness of God, we are going to be reading it. This is why God himself announced it. That is why it didn't make it of a fleshly commandment. It did not make him a fleshly commandment, but the power of an endless life. Somebody, you have received the power of an endless life. That means the life you have received, it doesn't end. It continues unto eternity. And eternity is forever. Are you hearing my point? Somebody shout, I have the life of Christ in me. Thank you, Jesus. For he testifies, for he God testifies, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. For on the one hand, there is annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. And God swore an oath and said, this is my son. Have you seen where it started from? It started from Titan. Melchizedek, Titan. Look at the place he's getting. So he's telling you that the priesthood has changed. Titan was from Abraham. That is why the Levite paid tithe through Abraham. Because they were connecting it to what? Jesus. Because to you and your seed, in you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Who was in Abraham? That's why Jesus appeared and they said, oh, you know, are you better than our father? Ah, Abraham rejoiced to see me. They referred, Solomon is greater than Solomon is here. He said, Moses spoke about me. Why will you pass again? These are the three giants of the Bible. They spoke about this. He said, I'm the son of David. So they cried and said, Son of David, have mercy on me. Where again were they going? Then they picked up stones. He said, for which of these things will you stone me? For good works. He said, no, for good works we stone thee not. But for you, because you said you are greater than Abraham, our father, greater than Ayabaha, Moses, our prophet. You are greater than her. Then did the patriarch who sat upon the throne. And you are greater than even Solomon, the king. Yeah, we must stone you. He says, wait. Let's go into scripture. The book of Psalms, chapter 82. I have said, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochinministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.